WJT, M4ZLK. KQ4WJT. Yeah, Mom told me that when she was over yesterday, Ada came out and said, my daddy slept in this morning and he had to get dressed really fast.
Funny, because yesterday I was out the door at like 6:30 or something. She was still sleeping.
Her mommy told her, or maybe it happened another day and she was confusing it.
Could have been. I think I also went in to change Isla's diaper right before I left, and so maybe that's what she was talking about, because I was left right after that. She had woke up for a minute.
Well, that's funny. Thought she was telling on you.
Yeah, toddlers like to spill all the little secrets. I don't know if Mom told you what Ada told her yesterday about Nadine in the morning.
Is that something you can share on the air?
Out of respect for my wife, I will probably refrain. But I'll tell you a different time. It was pretty funny.
Tell on us, that's for sure.
Back up to the house.
Last little bit last night after Mom got back from seeing the venue with Michaela and Gabrielle. We had dinner with Connor and Gabrielle, and then loaded up the last little bit and went home last night.
Did you get your gas tank reinstalled?
Called them over the weekend, and I think they have an answering service. And she said, well, leave a message, because that office is closed. And so I could have had it. We could have moved back, I guess, Friday night or Saturday morning. But anyway, I called them first thing Monday morning, and they said, all right, we'll be out there as soon as we can. Be sometime this morning. And I think I was one of the first deliveries. He said they were going based on order of people who called. So whoever called first got their delivery or got their tank back.
It's also nice of them to get it out of there and not charge you anything since you don't rent it.
Good. Wasn't necessary, but we didn't know that at the time. He told me that probably some of their lease tanks, he said some of them will probably never call because they'll use it. They have it for a gas fireplace or something. And, you know, they picked up ones even if the customers weren't home. They took them anyway if they were leased. And he said some people don't even use them. We never even get calls to fill them back up. So they said some of them will never hear from the customer that they want them back.
Especially if someone doesn't live there year-round. How's the house? Does it smell?
Tinge in the garage, is the garage door being open sometimes over that last week when I was taking stuff. And under the house, there was a smell. I went under there to turn the gas line back on. I guess my vents are still closed. I thought I'd opened them already. I usually close them in the wintertime. But inside the house, maybe when you first walk in, you catch a little tiny whiff, but we don't even notice it now, so I don't think it was bad at all.
That's good. I'm glad you guys were able to get back up there, especially before everyone comes into town for the wedding. I'm sure that was a little bit of a relief. KQ4WJT.
Or is that okay? Oh, yeah. Probably what will happen is Denise and Mary Beth and Tom will get here and they'll say, man, your house really smells like smoke.
Yeah, I'm sure that's probably what will happen.
By the clubhouse down by the river there and, you know, next to the reservoir, and you could see where the fire had burned all the way up to that one side of the street. So they did a good job of keeping it from jumping.
That's crazy. I was wondering, just based off the maps, how close it made it to that. I guess that'd be Saluda, South Saluda, or Tabor Rock Road, whatever that is there. And if you could see it from that road, so that's cool they stopped it.
Behind the houses, you know, the vineyard, things like that, you can see it on the right behind it. There's a couple of houses. You know, there's Table Rock, and then there's the Stool, and then there's Piney Mountain. And there are some houses on the east side of Piney Mountain now. People have built up there, and they were able to stop it at the top of that mountain, or that hill. It's not really a mountain, I guess. And it burned a lot of the back of the, towards the vineyard there. I don't think it got into the crop or anything, but because they were able to get in there and vehicles a lot easier. Then as you got closer to the reservoir on the left side, going down there towards the reservoir, there's a few houses up there, and they kept them from getting to the houses. But at the reservoir, it burned all the way around it.
Did they stop it up on the, what would that be, west, northwest, southwest side?
Yes, but north is still, they're still trying to get it contained and going up the mountain. I think they've put in fire lines and fire breaks and things like that, but the rain didn't put it all out. But it's definitely better than what it was.
I'm glad you guys are able to get back up there and move back in, not to worry about all of that.
Maybe that'll be enough for a few years. And we can not have to worry about things like that for a little while.
Share of disasters over here for the year, or at least a couple years. Did they ever figure out or release anything about the kids that started it?
I think they're holding off to figure out how much damage and what the charges will be. I mean, if people were hurt or passed away from it or killed from it, I think the charges would be upgraded, or there'd be more charges, obviously, so they're kind of waiting. I know those kids are shaking in their boots, probably.
But they are. Did they say how the Persimmon Ridge one started? Was that from people as well, or did they even know?
They say it was human caused, but based on where it started and how it started, but they don't really know who, they don't have an idea of who or exactly what. So I guess maybe the location, it would just be inconceivable for, or not necessarily inconceivable, keep using that word. Anyway, I guess they were able to figure out it wasn't a natural start, you know, from lightning or anything.
Good they got that one kind of contained quick too, because I think that one was closer to a lot more homes, it seemed like, at least. Are you working the rest of the week, or are you off?
Week. Taking next week off, but I ain't working this week. Headed in right now. He wanted me to work yesterday, but I needed to meet Blossman and move the last of the stuff back to the house.
Yeah, are you still looking at finish out the rest of this year?
Getting it much right now, just a few other things going on, but still in the back of my mind. I've got a few months to decide that.
Well, could be some big changes, but probably a good thing. With Mom back at it this week as well, or she's just taking the rest of the week off?
In the week off, and possibly next week, or maybe she's going to work. What did it say, Tuesday? She might work a couple days this week. I don't know. I'm pretty sure she's taking next week off. And yes, I also need to set up an interview, an appointment again up there to re-talk some things.
Be next couple months or so might be the time to do it and stay ahead of it.
Mike, you generally?
Typically see him, I think, most days, or at least in passing.
Tell him whenever. I think he said something about not worrying about getting on it because of what was going on with the fires and stuff, but we're ready whenever, just not next week, obviously. I don't think it would happen next week anyway.
I'll let him know whenever I see him. Did he figure out those skylights for you?
Heard. He said what I measured was the same as what he measured, so I haven't heard back from him on that.
Yeah, hopefully he'll be able to get whatever those are in pretty quickly for you, or it not be too much of an issue. But yeah, I'll let him know whenever I see him, and hopefully he'll be getting that done soon, sooner rather than later.
for the rainy season. I want to get this taken care of. By the way, your radio sounds really good. Still, I haven't heard you on it in a while, but nice and quiet.
Yeah, I've been, lately I haven't been on it a ton, just busy with work and riding in silence a lot of the time, but yeah, I'm glad it sounds good.
That riding in silence, because sometimes that's the only time of silence you get after work and before you get home. It's nice to wind down and not have a lot going on.
That's about all you can find it, or, you know, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning before everyone wakes up. But the minute 7:45 rolls around, the phone starts ringing, and it's nonstop till the end of the day. So it's a long drive, but sometimes it's nice just to make it in silence and enjoy it.
Everything, were your phones pretty quiet yesterday?
I don't even know if it rang once. It's nice when it rains, because typically it's pretty quiet on our end, at least the day of, and the next day there's no telling, but it was a pretty quiet day yesterday.
W4FCM.
Is that okay? Good morning, Fred. Go ahead and call your son if you need to. We're just chit-chatting. N4, is that okay?
Hey, Shane, thank you, yeah. Give it a try here, see if he's up, and head to work after this rain. KD4FDI, W4FCM. I'll listen. Hopefully he doesn't say it's busy and take off, but I'll listen for him. Thank you, guys. Carry on.
I'm just talking to my son as well. Nice to catch up in the morning with him. Well, you have a good day. We'll talk to you later. Go ahead, Seth.
I'm letting you go here. I'm getting passing the cliffs now, 25, so it's going to start scratching out a little bit the further I get along.
Thanks for coming back to me and not ignoring me this morning. I'm just kidding. You have a good day. And I will talk to you later. If you see Anthony, tell him I need to come up and talk to him sometime. It'll be a few weeks, though. KQ4WJT, N4ZLK. Talk to you later.
Glad we could catch up this morning. Hope you have a good day. And I'll let you know. If I'm passing with Anthony, I'll slide the comment in and see what he says, and we'll go from there. But we'll talk to you later. KQ4WJT, clear.